This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 42, part two of On Location coverage of the 2017 Minnesota AIDS Walk.
TC Pride Podcast, we are on location at Boom Island in Minneapolis for the Minnesota AIDS Walk, and I'm here at one of the places that is bound to be very popular today. I found the hot chocolate booth, and I'm here with a couple of our volunteers. Can you please introduce yourself and tell me how you got involved with the project today?
Sure. My name's James. I'm actually an employee at MAP, and I just wanted to help support the cause today.
My name's Ella. The AIDS Walk has been a big part of my life for a long time, so I'm just here to keep it going.
Oh, you're providing a very valuable service today. Tell me about the hot chocolate and marshmallows. Not gonna.
Well, it's sort of a departure from, you know, the AIDS Walk in the past has been over the summer. So trying to embrace the winter, we wanted to make it really warm and welcoming and kind of help people be comfortable out in the cold, I think. So having the hot chocolate and the fire and the s'mores, just a way to keep people like warm and cozy, but sort of also sort of own this Minnesota winters that we all love so much. So it's kind of where the hot chocolate idea came from, I think.
My name's Daniel Jude. I am actually a pharmacist, and I got involved many years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, just by volunteering. And I loved what I saw, and it felt so important. I do a lot of HIV work in the pharmacy, so it was a perfect tie back to the community and really kind of connect the circle, not just patients taking medications, but patients receiving services to make sure that holistically they're getting good health outcomes.
My name is Andy Hamp. I'm a physician. I work at Park Nicolet, and I work in general internal medicine, primary care, transgender medicine, and hospital medicine. And I, you know, I'm not quite sure, just sort of happened. I have certainly been aware of MAP for a long time, and had a lot of people that I know in the community, and that's kind of how I just got involved. And certainly professionally, I've interacted with patients and that arena as well.
So for people who might not be familiar with the event, it's more than a walk. There's lots of activities and lots of interactive activities going on today. Daniel, you're actually walking around carrying some little poster boards here. Can you tell folks about one of the activities going on today?
Sure. So any good walk's obviously going to involve social media, right? So today we've got BD Portraits. They're taking pictures. Obviously, people are holding up signs saying Minnesota AIDS Walk. Those pictures are actually put online right away. I think he's uploading to Facebook like instantly. So you can go grab them from Facebook, or he can, I think he said he can text them to you as well. Really fast, so you can work with that and really try to build up buzz for the walk earlier on, like real-time buzz, to maybe get people here. Maybe they forgot about it, and this could be a good reminder.
Awesome. Sounds like fun.
And one of the things I'm really looking forward to is the remembrance tree, where you actually get to write down a memory, something that means something strong to you, maybe a loved one that passed away, or maybe why you're here, why you walk, why you fight every day. It could be you yourself impacted with HIV. It could be a family member. It could be a friend, a coworker. The cool thing about the remembrance tree is you get to write that down on a ribbon, and then everybody's tying it to the tree. So we have this one large monument to all the different memories and the reasons why we're here today. So, which again, I think is really awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much both for your time, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at Boom Island, Minneapolis for the Minnesota AIDS Walk. And we've been talking to some board members. There's all kinds of fun and exciting high-tech activities to do today. I'm here with one of our artists. Can you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit what you're up to today and maybe how you got involved?
Yeah, so my name is Brent Dundor Arias. I run a studio in Minneapolis called BD Portraits. And I moved to the Twin Cities probably about 7 years ago. I actually started a marriage equality campaign photo booth long ago. And it gave me this idea of continuously working with different organizations that I want to support, and producing photo booth type things that they can post and ultimately get their cause out as well.
So this is the activity that's been at a few events, actually. I know we saw you at the Out Front Gala, and you've been involved, like you said, in the community for a long time, kind of doing these activities. This is the one where people take their picture with the hashtag and that kind of thing, and it's posted immediately, right, on social media?
Yeah, so that's a new thing. I've kind of taken technology that would be used probably usually at, like, weddings and other things like that, and I've kind of made it more of a activist type of role where each individual can say what they want to say. Today here for the Minnesota AIDS Walk, we're using just one sign, but ultimately people can put their pictures up on Facebook and say whatever they want.
Cool. So if there's other maybe nonprofit, other organizations in the community that would like to have you come and show up at their event and provide this this service for the event, where can they get a hold of you? Where can they find you online?
Yep. So I have my website is bdportraits.com.
Great. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks.
Dan Hibbs.
Jason.
Brooke.
Emery.
We do the AIDS Walk every year. We did it in New York when we lived in New York. We've lived here for 3 years. We've done it 3 times. I picked the name The Sparkle, so we have glittery hats. And yeah,
we're out to show our support for the community. We just wanted to bling ourselves up and look fancy.
Yeah, so tell me about these hats a little bit, because unfortunately it's a podcast, so people can't see them, but tell me about them a little bit.
Well, we took some time to bedazzle, glitter our hats with our name on them, and dump a whole bunch of glitter on them. It was kind of messy.
A little bit of puffy paint involved and all kinds of...
Yep, some puffy paint, and we did it one afternoon, and we're excited to be here today. It's a little chilly, a little colder than I expected, but we're excited to do the walk this year in this different type of atmosphere.
TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at Boom Island in Minneapolis for the Minnesota AIDS Walk, and I'm wandering around the sort of the puppet show activities area, and I ran into a couple of musicians. Can you please introduce yourself and tell me how you got involved with the project today?
Sure. My name is Ollie Johnson, and I am an artist associated with In the Heart of the Beast Puppet and Mask Theater.
My name is Rosie Jablonski.
Yeah, so both me and Rosie, we are going to be doing some interactive story songs or cantastorias. So they are songs that involve audience participation, and we have some puppets here with us, and we'll be getting the audience involved with wearing some awesome puppets.
So I'm not an expert in puppetry, but you got some pretty cool puppets back here. It looks like they're kind of made out of paper mache or something. So it's a podcast, so unfortunately people can't see them. So maybe you can like describe a couple of them for folks.
Certainly. We have several animal heads that kind of go on like a hat or a mask. We've got some green and yellow giant cardboard goldfish. We have a beaver that's made by gluing pieces of paper bag in tiny bits all over the outside of the beaver head, so it looks really textured and beautiful. We have a giant rooster. We have a giraffe head, a really crazy looking dog, a frog, a rhinoceros, a raccoon, and also some hats that we're going to wear too. Be the narrator characters later on. We're hoping to get a lot of audience participation to wear these animals.
Wow, looks like a good time. So we were talking before we started recording here. You do this kind of throughout the Twin Cities, sort of on a regular basis?
Yeah, so I'm a freelance artist and a freelance teaching artist. So anywhere someone invites me, I will come and do my thing. So that anywhere from audience participation, performances, to cranky shows, to puppet shows, all kinds of performance we do. I play accordion, so I'm a musician as well, and I'm also a visual artist. You can check me out at olliejohnson.com. I make pop-up books, and I do a lot of interactive artwork.
I don't have an artist website, but you can track me down and get your hair done at Curl Power Salon. CurlPowerSalon.com.
Awesome. Might stop by. Thank you very much for your time. TC Pride Podcast. We're on location at Boom Island for the Minnesota AIDS Walk, and kind of in the quilting puppet show area here. And I'm here with a couple of quilters. Quilters, would that be accurate? I don't know. A couple of people here at the activities area. Can you please introduce yourself and tell me why you're here today?
Yeah, my name is Chelsea Matheson. I actually work for the Minnesota AIDS Project as a community educator, so I'm really excited to be here and having fun doing the quilting and a little crafting today. Yeah, so it's in kind of homage or reference to like the AIDS quilt back in like the 80s. So everybody's just kind of making their own square, and then we're going to put it all together and just have it as a really nice memorial thing.
So maybe for people who aren't familiar sort of with the tradition of the quilt in the community, can you maybe just talk about that a little bit, please?
Yeah, so in the 80s, back in the early days of the AIDS epidemic, one of the most or largest memorials that was out there was the AIDS quilt, and people from all over made different quilting squares basically to memorialize someone that they had, they knew that had HIV or an AIDS diagnosis, or they had lost somebody. And then it was displayed on, I think, at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And so it was like part memorial, part like, you know, protest and activism, and it's just become a really big part of, you know, the history of HIV and AIDS and the fight against it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get back to quilting. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
My name is Matt Toburin. I'm the Public Policy Director at the Minnesota AIDS Project, and I'm here staffing the MAP booth, doing HIV education and answering questions and letting folks know what we're up to and the services we provide at MAP.
My name is Sarah Wilcox. I work in the housing department as a housing specialist at MAP. I am helping Matt out, informing people all about HIV and the actions we can take.
So it looks like you got a lot of information out here. You got some books and flyers. And so because it's a podcast, people can't see your beautiful display here. Can you maybe tell folks a little bit about some of the information you're helping out people with today?
Yeah, we've got a lot of information, basic HIV 101 facts, how to keep yourself safe. We have a book on the history of the AIDS Walk that goes back from the very early years. And then we also have some pins and brochures on the various services that we provide for people who are living with HIV, who may be in need of various services. And then also we do a lot of prevention services, including HIV testing, condom distribution, and outreach.
I work in the housing department, so we help people find different landlords who will be willing to work with them, and then we pay part of their rent and try and find them permanent stable housing. So we visit them once a month and work with them to create different housing goals to make sure that they can live there successfully.
My name is Chris Krivenick, and I'm a new board member. I just joined the board in November, and I actually am a MAP client. So I joined the board really to give back to the organization that really has helped me to connect with some of the services in the community. So they provide some housing assistance. There is a program called Every Penny Counts, which provides financial assistance. And then the one that I particularly take advantage of is a program called Positive Link. Positive Link is an opportunity for generally men who are HIV positive to get together and learn more about HIV and health topics. So we get together about once a month. I think probably the best way is to volunteer. You can go to the website and volunteer for any one of the numerous events that we have throughout the year. The AIDS Walk being one of those things. And then we also have the Red Ribbon Ride coming up in July. So there's a lot of opportunities to volunteer.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Chris. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lynn Mickelson, and I'm the Director of Legal and Benefits Services at MAP. I've been with MAP since 1995.
Wow, okay. So you're actually walking around handing out these, I know there's lots of red. There's lots of like red like scarves. There's also these, you've got these silver ribbons here. Can you tell folks a little bit about those?
Yeah, so we are doing something I think that's going to be very beautiful. People are invited to write names of people they're walking for, folks that have died or who are living with HIV or affected by HIV, can write their names on the ribbon. And then at our memorial celebration later today, we're going to tie those ribbons on a tree structure out here in the park, so we'll have this beautiful ribbon tree of remembrance for people.
So you said there's a remembrance tree, there's a bunch of activities. What are some of the other fun activities going on today for folks?
Well, did you just see the bear?
That's a really cool bear, the big wire mesh puppet bear.
The Heart of the Beast Theater is here, and they're doing a puppet show for kids of all ages in one of the tents. There's quilt making in one of the tents. We've got marshmallow roasting and hot chocolate drinking. There's a house structure the kids are going to help put together out here, where they'll build the planks as the afternoon goes on. And it's really a chance for the community to gather and just be together, share memories and hopes and dreams for the future and ending HIV.
My name is Bill Devine, and I am here with Nigel, who is my pit bull. And we are here just so I can contribute somehow to raising awareness and help there be resources for those who are dealing with HIV AIDS in the state of Minnesota.
So it looks like Nigel's staying warm today. He's got like a little hoodie on. It looks like
he has a little coat with a hoodie and everything, so he's ready to go.
It looks like it's like an anti-bullying kind of statement there.
Yes, absolutely.
So Nigel is an anti-bully.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bully breed who doesn't want to be bullied.
Well, my name's Teresa Linehan, and I'm a puppeteer and theater person. And I was invited to come on board. It's because we expect all kinds of people and people of all ages. And so we've brought a few puppet shows, some quasi-political, for people to sit and watch if they want to warm up in the warm tent, as well as explore and hobnob with other people who are concerned about our welfare and our health, our well-being and our health.
So it sounds like the puppet show isn't just for kids, it's for kids of all ages, basically.
Oh, no. Puppetry has long since gone into a renaissance where it really is out of the playpen and it's, you know, it's out there in the adult world and to great effect.
So can you tell me a little bit more about your specific program today? I'm looking at a little bit of your stage set here, and there's a sign that says, "The Cat Came Back." Can you tell me about that a little?
Right. Well, this is a cranky. Actually, it's a form of puppetry that was, I'm told, invented by the Chinese. It's a box, and it has two spools in it, and on those spools you put a scroll of paper with illustrations, and then you can turn a crank, and that scroll unwinds the drawing. So it's sort of like primitive animation, sort of a very primitive TV or primitive movie. And in this case, it's to a song called "The Cat Came Back," which is a great little folk song about persistence.
I love it. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with the show today.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
TC Pride Podcast. We're on location at Boom Island in Minneapolis for the Minnesota AIDS Walk, and I'm here with a couple of attendees. Can you please introduce yourselves and tell me how you got involved today?
Hi, my name is Sister Kimbucha, and I'm with the Ladies of the Lakes.
And I'm Sister Jiz Taylor, also with the Ladies of the Lakes.
So for people who aren't familiar with the Ladies of the Lakes, they've probably seen them around, actually. So you're very identifiable with your particular sort of wardrobes and stuff. Can you tell folks about that, please?
Certainly. So we're the Ladies of the Lakes, and you've probably seen us. We are a bunch of queer nuns that go around, turn fun into funds to raise money for the LGBTQA community. We go out where we're asked, when we're called, to have fun, to spread cheer. And yeah, you've probably definitely seen us in our giant white coronets and our big bright white faces full of wonderful colors of makeup, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess our ultimate message is to show people that if we can go out into the public looking like these crazy, glittery queer nuns, that you can live and be your authentic self. And to show, and we also want to show people that you're loved and that you are love, and that you should live your true, authentic self.
So, like I say, I've seen you around at events throughout the community. So, why was it so important for you to come today and support the event today?
Well, the Minnesota AIDS Project does a lot of great things for folks in our community with HIV and AIDS, and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have, a long history of, working with organizations that deal in that, and so it was very important for us to get out here and show our love and support and raise money for this great event.
And for people who aren't maybe as familiar with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, could you tell me just a little bit about the organization, maybe the history of the organization for people that might be curious?
Yeah, so the organization started in the late 1960s with four gay dudes in San Francisco that had nothing to do on Easter. So they dressed up as nuns and walked around the Castro to get some attention and have some fun. And that has sprouted into an international organization all over the globe of queer activists going out, spreading joy, spreading love, spreading fun. And, just having a good time and telling everyone that they're loved and hope they have a good day, I mean, put a smile on their face, right?
Put a smile on my face. So if people want to find out more information online, where can they go?
You can go to thesisters.org to find out more information about the sisters, about our history, and to get more information.
The TC Pride Podcast has been a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes or Google Play and submit your first Pride story at myfirstpride.org.